CliffCentral.com.
Are we in? It's the Gas Comedy Podcast. That means I'm coming through my ears. Yes, I am. Okay, cool. We're in.
Okay. Love this guy.
Make this work.
It's funny.
Make this one work.
They're all supposed
there.
To.
Ah, okay.
That's better. Let's play this again. Dave, take it away.
All right, there we go. All right, welcome to the Gas Comedy Podcast. We found the button. The main thing is we found the button. With me is Eric Janssen.
Hi,
Eric. It is Friday the 30th.
Friday. Guys, this is the last one for 2016.
Is it the last one?
Been a rock and roll year. Yeah, I mean, it would be weird if we came in next week Friday and it was like the 37th.
It'll be the 37th of December. How are you, Eric?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Uncle Dave?
Cool. I like being called Uncle Dave because it shows a sign of respect.
Yes, always.
We shall talk about Christmas and things we did.
Yes.
And then in a funny way, because this is supposed to be the comedy podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
What I find, it does get quite serious.
What, the podcast or
yeah,
loving it gets, life?
No, the podcast gets quite serious.
Okay. Yeah, no, sometimes, but that's... Yeah, that sounded nice. Yeah, it does get serious sometimes, but that's because we have, like, serious guests, namely...
One Oak.
Yeah, who's the...
Michelle from Cape Town, she listens.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
There's another guy called Fuckers on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, him.
He replies
was actually
for anything.
The guy.
He's
yeah.
there. He's and Brandon's chick.
I didn't even get a microphone today.
Yeah.
Have we got a microphone?
Yeah, you're on. We're on.
You are here. You are live.
Okay, explain. Okay, this is Brandon.
Brandon
McKay from the... He's my neighbor.
And I come with Dave.
Not many people do. Speaking of coming with Dave, George Michael died.
That is horrible. That is absolutely disgusting. But
what is happening?
Nice.
Hang on. You've got Christmas. You did your thing with your family.
Yeah.
Was it normal? I'd like to cross over to a part of the world.
Dimension of existence.
Color.
Yeah.
What's a albino Christmas like?
You know, it's pretty standard. We just do it like with the curtains closed and
that's
stuff.
That's right. Gazebos.
Exposure.
Everyone gets.
Yeah,
gazebo.
Everyone.
Like with the shoulder straps. Just walk around with the gazebo. Bumping into stuff.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, we do the normal Christmas thing. We just not allowed to go outside. That's
not allowed to go outside.
Yeah.
But you know, it was Jesus' birthday, but it was also Dave's birthday.
No, his birthday was the next day.
Oh, that's what we're trying to get to here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was your Christmas, David.
Yeah. Never mind. Are you ready?
Four.
I don't know. This is us. I don't know what this is.
I also don't know what this is. Oh, that sounds so much nicer. Holy shit.
Okay. You
cool.
did not come to my birthday.
Let's introduce our other guest as well.
Please tell us who this is.
Who this is the guy that looks like me but isn't quite me.
He's a bit well built.
He
doesn't
very
look anything
well built.
Like you,
he's
man.
Not malnourished at all. He's been showing his food for years, you know, looking after himself.
Guys,
and he has glasses.
Eric Janssen does not come to my birthday as an invited guest, but when he has a radio show, he invites people to... come just chill.
And the only thing similar is you guys got the same eyebrows. You
same
guys
eyebrows.
Don't look good.
Yeah, there's not much going on there.
Yeah, no.
We're like,
but yeah, there is.
One of you
is there, brother.
What I'm saying is one of you are handsome.
Thank you very much.
Joining us today is
my brother,
Eric Janssen's brother, Julian Janssen.
It would be weird if he had a different song. Like, it would be very fucking strange. Oh, here's my song.
Julian, this is for you. Because most people who fly planes on the air stay side or Muffins.
Well, thank goodness I'm not on that side.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I get the opportunities to grab the stick with both ends.
Oh, so oh, look at you.
Michael.
Yeah.
So did,
and I get
in
to
the toilets.
And I get to pull it forward and back.
Ah, with the flaps.
Yes.
Oh, we're talking about vaginas. All right. Palesa's not with us today.
We have
Palesa's
alternative alter ego
okay.
person.
Are you a
personality
George Michael
person.
Fan?
Do you like George Michael?
Well, George Michael big with black people?
Eric, why do we always dabble on
Dave,
this
why
side
did you ask
show?
Eric that?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Well, I got told no straight away.
He's not the black person in the room.
I'm albino. Yeah.
I wonder why. Why? I wonder why George Michael wasn't big with black people.
Giving us the blues.
Maybe man. The blues was a Smurf reference. My God. Going back. Going back to 1960. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Cool. For those of you listening, is the WhatsApp line up or are we not WhatsApping? Because if you want to WhatsApp us and you are listening and
everyone
things are
listening.
Happening.
Okay. Everyone
we have WhatsApp already. Oh, WhatsApples. Okay. Oh, thank
WhatsApples.
You. Yeah, we have WhatsApp.
Please give us the WhatsApp line.
Cool. The WhatsApp line is 0797482090. WhatsApp us. Tell
amazing
us.
Amazing how you remembered that.
And then, because you drilled it into my head last week. You made me say it like 6 times.
Every single person listening knows one of us, so they can just WhatsApp us directly.
Yeah, WhatsApp us directly. Tweet us on @guestcomedy. Or @um_turf or @davy_levinson or what's your Twitter handle?
@BrandonMackay.
@BrandonMackay.
Why is this 36?
Yeah.
Because the other 35 were taken.
It's 35 Brandon Mackay.
That's ridiculous. Oh man, that's legendary.
Okay, so we're the only idiots who came in on the day off. Even there's no one in the studio, Gareth Cliff shut down. Dis jammer julle mense moet ongelukkig soms die telefoon antwoord by die werk. Okay?
Sure.
I can speak Afrikaans.
I was just going to say, I'm impressed. I never knew you could speak Afrikaans.
Yeah, you never, I'm left-handed.
Your Afrikaans is worse than Eric Salbino.
We're both trying.
Ah, shit, my
a
own
pale
brother.
A pale shade of Afrikaans.
My own brother throwing shade. Well, thank you. I need that shade. I'm going
to
keep
so
it.
So now tell me, you did the Christmas, you didn't come to my birthday. What's your excuse?
My friends were drunk and fighting.
Well, it's fine. We had real comedians there.
Split fights. Oh, shit.
So we know who's in the room now. Eric Janssen's with us. Julian Janssen's a qualified pilot. And
yeah.
He flies actual planes.
He flies the planes.
All right. It's Jason Goliath. I'm not able to take your call. Please call back. Call Kate.
Jason Rory Goliath.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's coming into the
airing everything out.
And okay. It has to be so macho.
Hey, Makai, what a name like Rory.
Rory.
If I lose my job, Dave, like,
that's not gangster.
I can.
I knew a gangster called Rory.
I can.
Julian, you fly planes. It has nothing to do with comedy. And you don't even fly planes with humans on. Your planes have got boxes on.
That's right.
With all our precious things in for Christmas.
And sometimes horses.
Come closer to the horses.
Yes.
So sometimes you fly a horse in the plane.
About 15 or 16 of them at a time.
At a time.
Yeah.
Doesn't that scare you? Because horses can go bedonnered on a plane.
No, they're tranquilized.
Is it?
Yeah.
And you?
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
How do you never wanted to fly for humans. You don't.
No, I did. Like I did it for about 7 years.
And they hated you or you hated them?
I think they hated me.
Do me an announcement to the cargo?
No.
There's
no announcements to
the
cargo.
Horses, like to just.
Nay!
What is wrong with the captain? Why can't he say the words? He flies every day. He flies maybe 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
On Mango. Flies Durban, Cape Town, Durban, Joburg, Durban, Joburg, Cape Town. So he said the announcement.
Yeah.
But then he puts the thing on and goes, ladies and gentlemen, we're.
I think it's just hot fall at that stage. After you do that many legs, you.
Just say, then you should just be able to say the thing. Because the chick has to tell us to do all this stuff.
They should actually have a pre-recording for the pilots. It'll make it so much easier.
No, they don't do that because the audience likes to know that there's a live dude. That's why they do it. Audience. The audience, as I call my passengers on my plane.
Yes. You know what?
They like to know they feel safer.
90% of the time, the passengers don't even listen to any of the announcements we make.
I listen. There's a guy called Eon DeForce who flies for BA.
Eon DeForce.
He used to be on radio.
He used to be on radio.
So he's announced. He's like, hey, this is Eon DeForce. And we're currently flying over Khelarip Dam. And on your left, you see the Fur Trucker Monument. And you're like, hey, what's this? Fucking radio station.
This is nice.
This is nice. So I listen to him. Some of the captains get into it. They're like, you know, I've been flying for now 17 years and I still don't know what this button does. And he goes, just fucking with you. That's why comedians aren't allowed to be.
Yeah, we can't be anything other than comedians.
But now horses, what's the weirdest thing besides a horse that you've had to fly?
I think that's pretty
like
weird.
Like a giraffe.
A tortoise.
Like a giraffe.
They can't fit in.
It's safer because there's no bridges.
That's right.
Dude, no.
But they can't get in. Giraffes just sit in the front.
But then the giraffe needs to lay down for the entire flight.
No, they sit downstairs, man, and they just put their head through that little hole where yours. You know where you open that flap?
The center console.
Yeah, they just put their head through the high.
Yeah.
And lick their ears because they've got like these long ass down.
I'm sure you could lick your ears, Eric.
No, like.
How was Christmas? Did you get presents?
No.
Family, nothing.
In 7 years.
Never got presents. Julian, was you like, I'm coming back for Christmas, mommy? I'm coming home for Christmas.
No,
I'm
he wasn't home for Christmas.
I wasn't home for Christmas.
I'm bringing you a house.
Nope. No. I don't do Christmas with family.
Excellent.
He doesn't, like, he doesn't like us anymore.
He doesn't like the fight.
You're the smart kid. Yeah. Apparently, Eric stopped a fight.
No, it wasn't my family fighting. It was my friends. Because I went past there on the way to your house.
Oh, and thanks.
And then these guys just decided to throw fists at each other.
What he's actually saying is he prefers to go to a fight than to come to your house.
Exactly.
Were there fights at your house?
That's the darker side of your skin.
There was almost a fight at our house when I said Robbie Collins has a Rambe tattooed on his forearm.
Yeah, he says Robbie Collins has a Rambe. And he says, no, it's like my brother who died or something. Something. What is that tattoo for? It means a lot.
Yeah, and this guy says it's a Rambe. That's offensive, man.
Yeah.
So there was almost a... You see, if there was a fight that you were sort of...
No, we
no, there was almost a fight because at about half past 10-ish...
The police came.
No, the music was online. Mojack was in charge of the
one. Yeah.
If you give someone the key code for the speaker on the Bluetooth, then he's in charge.
Mm.
And Mojack was playing some songs that I didn't know.
Like gangster rap and stuff.
Full on gangster.
But he changed it from... Because we listened to 80s
not
the whole
15.
Day.
Yeah, I just made it to 80s, sorry.
It was
George Erickson died.
Okay.
The fuck this thing. Then we'll talk about that. So Julian, you fly a plane and you're on the show. We've never had a pilot on the show. I think that's a fair warning to everyone that the show has zero structure.
Yeah.
Brandon had a cool Christmas. I was there for you on my birthday at your house because you're my neighbor.
Birthday. Yeah.
You did say I can come to your house and invite some of my friends.
Yeah, we said it.
And they were there. Hey.
Instant regret.
Oh, what's going on? Yeah. I don't want to answer that. Answer that, please, Julian.
Are you serious?
Like, no, it's someone from another land.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Say hello.
Yeah, hello. I can't say hello. I don't have the speaker on.
You have to. Say hello in the meantime so they know you're listening.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, there you go. There you go.
Hello.
You're on the radio. Are you there?
Hello.
Ricky. You're on my radio show.
Let me find you.
Why phone back? Yes. You're on the radio. Fuck it. What's up? Are you in Namibia, Gambia, Gabon? Where you
now? No, I was in Sri Lanka and India. Now I'm back.
What did you do there? this is called the friendly phone call part of the show.
So we just plug a guy in and...
Were you in Sri Lanka and India with your Russian girlfriend?
100%.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Speak some Russian?
That's a long one. Speak some Russian.
Mostly from what you learned in jail.
No, that I can't say. I can't remember what.
So are you back in South Africa?
So bend.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for phoning me. We're just doing a quick radio show. No one's really listening, so fuck it.
Okay, enjoy your radio show and happy birthday for the other day.
Thank you. That's what I like. Eric?
I wished you happy birthday. I bought
thank
a quart.
Turned 47.
A quart.
All right, Rick, I'll see you. I'll phone you when I get back.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit, I have a video of the fight before the fight.
Yeah.
Look, on my phone. Look at this. They were fighting.
I must not look at the video.
No, but they're not. They like.
No, they were play fighting. And then the play fight became a real fight.
A play fight? Just for the rules, we have kids. Julian, you got kids?
No.
When kids play fight, in about 5 seconds, it will be a real fight.
Yeah.
That's someone took it too seriously.
Yeah. There's always
one party must win.
Is that why I always used to eat your teeth out?
This motherfucker knocked my teeth out. Actually,
he's not gold mouth mammy fucker.
No, but like for real, this guy knocked my teeth out. Like, you know,
is that a real
fragile state of your life where teeth are falling out and you're traumatized and you're like, oh shit, it's bleeding, but it's not
and,
so
and in Rafa Park, do you get the tooth fairy?
No, dude, we get the mouse gangster.
he just takes the tooth.
He
comes with
the
gun and says, give me that tooth.
Give the tooth.
Even when you like fifth the tooth.
Yeah, cheer the tooth. Cheer the tooth.
Cheer the tooth.
I'm gonna vie. I'll check you on the flip side. Oh, yeah. And then
I'll stab you with the
I'm gonna go sell it to the tooth fairy.
I have a deal with the tooth fairy.
Gonna deal with the tooth.
And if you don't have a tooth, then he says cheturane.
Yeah, then you have to give him money. Yeah,
Brandon,
so this guy.
Why do we have these people on the show?
This guy genuinely. Yeah, I do. I do. I have
who you got?
Older brother that works at MultiChoice.
Sure. So they're all successful. What happened to you?
I don't know.
Pilot
failed.
The guy who works at MultiChoice, unless it's on the call center.
You nailed it. You nailed
hello.
It. You nailed
I'm
it.
Eric Janssen's brother. That tooth mouth.
Yeah. So when we were younger, well, when I was younger, when he was younger as well, what happened was my top guys like these
guys get
front.
Ready for one of Eric's long stories.
It's not a long story, man. It's not fuck Dave, come on, be nice. So the top two were loose and then I was just like playing around with them trying to get them out, And then this guy got upset because I kept having my finger in my mouth. And then he called me over. And he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tap on your mouth like this and your teeth are going to come out. And I believed him. So I stood in front of him. He grabbed my head and then, yeah, knocked both of them out. And they grew really skew.
Did not warn you.
Yeah.
Not that story.
I had braces twice because of this guy.
So now listen, Christmas done. Did you work over the season?
No.
I worked at Parker's. It was really good fun. Not many people came in on those two nights, though.
Obviously.
On Christmas Eve.
Because they have
a lot
lives.
Of Indians, a lot of Muslims, a lot of non-Christmasy people. And I was in my suit.
Because they don't Christmas.
And they were like, what's that suit, boy?
What does this mean?
So are now, you working over New Year?
No, I'm at home.
So there are a few shows are happening in the
partying
year.
Partying like a motherfucker.
You're not.
I am. I'm in a party, damn it.
Listen, at your parties, we're not except playing beer pong. That's about the most
excitement. No, but this is the beautiful part. We are not doing a house party this year. Because the last time we had a house party, we got kicked out of this house. Because people puked in the fridge. Like,
I'm
the
pretty
fridge.
Sure that was a story you told last.
No. We got put out of this house last week. Four people puked in the fridge.
Now, this is why we have street parties. Because they can't put you out of the street.
Yeah. They could. It would be very sad if they put you out of the street.
Okay. What's now, there are some New Year New Year comedy gigs to get to. Goliath's got a great comedy night.
Yeah, they do.
What's
and
the lineup?
Parties. Robbie Collins, Loiso Madinga, Momo Tebi, Jason Goliath, Nicholas Goliath, and...
Eric Jansen.
No, I'm not on that lineup. Who was the other guy on the lineup? Shit, I forgot.
That other guy.
Momo Tebi, Robbie Collins. Oh, Loiso Madinga. I said Loiso Madinga. Yeah, I did.
And then Cape Town Comedy Club's also got a lineup as well.
I
comics.
Don't know who. Let me check.
No, but the fact is, there is comedy happening, over New Year's Eve. And I find comedians that work on New Year's, that kind of, that's a respectable thing. Because I'd rather party on New Year's Eve.
Me too.
So with the people.
Do you, Julian, are you a big New Year's fan?
No, not at all.
You don't like to get smashed?
I normally work on New Year's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because the boxes need to be delivered.
Yeah.
You like the postman pat of the air. Postman pat. Tennis black and white horses. So you're gonna be working?
No. This is going to be the first New Year that I'm not working.
Are you staying at home in Raffa Park with the fam?
No.
SAA put you in a nice block of flats?
I don't live with
nice block of flats.
Anymore.
Wait. I am stop. Nice block of flats.
I'm happy to be out of the house. No, I live in Cape Town.
Okay. See, I'm getting it now.
Nice block of flats, though.
Well built. Good polo shirt.
Yeah. Respectable looking.
Eric?
Clean shaven.
You're older. Is he older?
Yeah, he's 9 years older than I am, actually.
Learn from him. He's got style. He's probably got a babe.
I'm wearing a Levinson and Levinson t-shirt.
Your life cannot get any lower than
I mean,
this is the lowest you will ever be, Eric. With that t-shirt on.
Brandon, as usual, at 9:30, it goes breakfast beer tasting.
Yeah, but
we've also got biscuits to taste with our beer today.
Yeah,
you, Eric.
I brought
and those are Christmas biscuits.
Yeah, this is the best biscuits ever.
Should we just, you know what, as a last resort, should we just phone Colin Moss?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Go for it. By all means. Phone everybody on your call list.
No, man, that's two number. That's he's in America.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, two number and he's in America. What? Vodacom is
the EU. Hey, leave him, he's streaming.
Guys, he's streaming.
From.
So the fact is, there is comedy happening over the New Year's. You can go to Parker's. I've got a show there. You pay the money, you get the champagne, you get the snacks. Goliath, you get snacks and champagne and things?
Yeah, and drunk afterwards.
No, man, it doesn't say that on the poster.
Oh, so... It's a hidden part of the clause, man. It's okay, the cool. Back of the poster. If you read the terms and conditions,
okay.
It says on New Year's Eve, you will...
And no plans for you. You, what are you doing, Mr. Bearded Neighbor?
I have no idea.
I'm the bearded neighbor.
Oh, we're going to watch football.
Why? Who's playing, Brandon?
Oh, well, Dave. It's Liverpool.
Against? Oh, it doesn't matter.
This
season, at least we've got a chance because all the other good teams are playing in the Euro Cup, so we've actually got a chance of winning the league. As long as we beat that other red team, I'm happy.
There we go.
Okay, cool. We're supposed to be phoning comedians, but...
Yeah.
Why were you supporting Bloemfontein Celtic?
Yep. Anyone? Celtic's cool. I don't mind Celtic.
Celtic's nice.
It'll be my opposite team.
Yeah.
This is a post show when everyone sighs.
Please don't come on. Yeah.
And
just
goes,
this is times like this.
Eric, Christmas. I think we should all have a biscuit.
Christmas is
at times like this, I miss Couch Ninja.
This is.
He used to always.
Not allowed to eat.
Not allowed to eat in the studio. Never mind do beer tasting.
Damn it.
Fetch the beers. We're doing beer tasting.
Where are the beers?
In the boardroom.
Right, over there. Come on, man. We left it next to the jacuzzi. This is how we roll here at Cliff Central.
And then, what are your plans for next year for comedy, Mr. Eric Jansen?
I am going to do all of the gigs.
Are you?
All of them.
Are you going to do a one-man show?
Oh, no, not yet.
You don't want to do a one-man
just
show?
Just room for a one-man show for me, man. Like, I feel like I'm not...
But do you feel that some comedians one-man show a little bit too soon?
Yes.
Can I tell you what? That's it's the opposite. Do it, get it over with. Because what happens is you realize straight away, I'm not. It's too soon. I shouldn't be doing this. Or you get so much knowledge from that, from learning that... You need a full, you don't just need an hour of material. You need a character. You need someone to come
yes.
and watch this person.
Yes.
A lot of people love to watch a comedian. They don't really listen to what they're saying. And that includes, if I go to America, I want to go and see Jerry Seinfeld. I want to go and see Billy Connolly before he dies.
Right.
I want to see these people. You want to just see them.
Yeah.
Because their characters are stronger than their material.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, be a character first. You should
yeah.
call your one-man show.
I'm working on it. Translucent.
Translucent, not available.
Or like...
Lost
just,
in translucent.
Just like the Home Affairs, like... thingy form that makes
you know
a
did
human
that.
Being.
The thingy did that. She did a Home Affairs thing, remember?
But what did she tick? What is the box that she ticked?
Oh, I see. No, hers would have been black.
Yeah, mine's gonna be Tully. Other. Mine's gonna be other.
It's yours gonna be other.
Other, yeah, because black, white, colored
cups
Indian.
Are in.
Other.
The beers are in the bag.
This guy left the
Sorry,
bag. Behind
I got
the yeah,
bag.
No, the thing
you
is,
got
the,
you.
Bag. The thing is, I don't wanna do it too soon because it might just destroy my confidence forever. And then
you
I'd
can't
be
eat
like,
biscuits in the studio. So
and
we'll
then I'll be
it.
Like, yeah, no, I can't do this thing anymore. So no. But no, I'm not gonna do my next year. You doing yours next year?
I'm doing exactly what you're doing. I'm going overseas. I'm doing all the gigs. Please don't open Christmas cake.
Yeah, please give Christmas cake to this guy. Let
yes.
Julian take Christmas
Julian,
cake home.
Julian, Merry Christmas,
Christmas
motherfucker.
Cake.
Have some Christmas cake.
Thank you, guys.
That is, I won't say it's a Devil's Peak's best beer ever made. It's a very acquired taste.
It's, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's 9:30 and welcome to Breakfast Beer Tasting. We now play the Breakfast Beer Tasting song.
So if I don't fly for the next 3 years, it's your fault.
Listen, the cargo will still get delivered even if you're asleep. please strap in there, box number 3, if you just mind moving to the left of it. Beer tasting
beer,
what?
Is
oh yeah, Breakfast Beer Tasting brought to you by Brandon McCrack.
Strawberry Fields.
What is in it?
I'm assuming strawberries.
I'll read the back.
No, you got to taste it first. You can't.
Oh,
you're not allowed to.
No. Just give us a little sip each day.
The mystery.
There's an opener.
The opener has been given to Julian. Julian
right.
has passed it back to Brandon. And
I'll
Brandon
just play some nice
to
breakfast beer testing.
Open.
The breakfast beer testing song is brought to you by Bad Lip Syncing. And it's called Seagulls.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
Oh, that song, yeah. So, the rules for the Breakfast Beer Club are as follows. Where are the rules, Dave?
I hate Brenda.
On the next page.
And
no, that's
a
picture of Rich
LeBonnois.
Thanks. Okay, so, rules for the Breakfast Beer Club are simple. Rule number one is, apart from the Christmas cake made by Devil's Peak, there is no bad beer.
You should do the news. You got a
rule
good
number
voice.
Two is, don't arrive empty-handed, which we didn't do this morning.
Came
we came with beer.
And a brother.
And you know this.
From another mother.
Rule number three, because I was being stupid that day, leftovers go home with Dave.
Yeah, you should have put your name in there.
You know, I was thinking about this. I'm like, shit. But I don't drink, so this beer's not going to waste.
What's the WhatsApp number?
The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. Do we have anybody messaging us?
No, we don't even know how to work the machine.
Oh, okay. Messages received. It says. Maybe
click back to page one.
Click refresh.
Mark. Oh, no, there's a lot of Afrikaans. Refresh. What is refresh?
Dead button.
Oh, that's from... Say, oh.
Anything new?
Go
no?
down. Right.
Nothing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So then rule number four is...
Okay.
It's okay to drink before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Got hit in the neck with a hacky sack.
Where'd it come from? Run,
I can be a backpack by you.
Run, jump, and stop. Put me down. I love the
cocky boy. I'm getting a lot of sand.
Cocky boy.
There's a Devil's Peak. Need to work out the Christmas range. What did you get? Cocky boy.
Remember, we won the golf course yesterday.
And I picked some cocky boy. I said, you can smoke this.
It looks a lot like a non-cocky boy's plant.
Remember, hops are
and Dave pulled it
from
out
the cannabis family. Eh?
Yeah.
Hops are based on the same.
And I'm getting cocky boy's.
I'm getting drunk.
Eric, the people are messaging on WhatsApp on my phone saying you say the number too fast. Please say it slowly.
079-748-2090. I
one
can
more
do it
time.
Backwards.
One more time.
090.
No, don't go back.
No, I'm joking.
Rain Man.
Ah, yeah.
079. Make a rhyme out of it. You must just call this time 709. What's the yams?
What's the yams?
The yams is
the
power
that
beat. Must know.
Okay, but now
so,
you said beat.
You can see it in my walk when I'm walking down the street.
Yes, you can. Oh, yes.
Okay, Eric, from very, very white males. Go. We've got a question for you.
What are they saying?
What is a gold mouth mammy fucker? Wait, we try to decipher this.
What part of the song is that?
It goes gold mouth mammy fucker.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was saying golf found a mammoth.
Yeah, that's that middle part of the song before he sings about how to kill a couple of rappers.
Listen, yes, a few steps in, the strawberry fields starts hitting the spot.
I'm not too convinced.
It really is nice. After a few steps, it had me at the beginning, it was a bit grassy.
So
let's see what they say it's supposed to taste like. They don't even, you know, when they don't give a description.
It's not in the instructions. They just say open.
Did you get half price?
How much do you pay for
this? Are they on special?
Well, listen, this actually, these beers do come from something called League of Beers, which is a guy that has a smart company that he said he can't brew the beer himself, but he will take beers from different companies. You subscribe to the thing, and they come to your door with a 12-pack of surprise beers every month. Or you can order exactly what you want.
So they surprise you.
Just go to leagueofbeers.co.za. They're not the sponsor of the show.
Oh, yeah.
But I wish they
maybe
were.
Yeah.
I was about to talk shit about them, but I'm not going to do that now.
They could be.
They could be. Yeah, yeah.
No, they sent me a pack of surprise, and I was surprised when I got their Christmas cake. I may have said, don't do that again. You know what I said to him?
I was surprised when I got the Christmas cake.
That's when I got the Christmas cake.
Gold mouth mammy fucker.
What does that mean? I would think
like a gold teeth rapper.
Yeah, yeah,
that facts his mammy.
If you have to, yeah.
I think golf found a mammoth is much more surprisingly better.
Wait, let's check, because we have this website called Genius Lyrics where the guys break it down.
Oh, is that where you learn the lyrics?
Yeah.
I thought you were just a great rapping ear. Yeah.
Do you like rap music?
Do you like R&B?
Does Julian look like he likes rap music?
His collar. He looks like Julian. Herschel Gibbs.
What?
Although, you know what? These days, you just look like Herschel Gibbs.
Yeah. Herschel Gibbs now. He's lick around. The Emperor Richard Pryor. No.
Sporting school? Well, did you hit some sports at school?
Yes.
You look
played
like you played
everything.
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 Okay. Cricket, rugby, tennis, really? Hockey.
You look like
you
a
want
razor.
To be a pilot.
You are looking at a record holder 100 meter sprinter.
I will never challenge anyone because Jason.
Yeah, right. Jason's got high feet shoes, so you should just not do the thing.
And you, Eric, were you good at sports?
No, I did high jump and then I landed between the bags once and I was like, "Fuck all of
the
you!"
Bags, they had bags.
You know those mattresses? The mats? Yeah, the mats on the opposite. Oh, okay. They fucked up by putting
them. In Boxburg, they put bags of sand.
Yeah,
and then you must try and hit on it.
Okay, so that's called the egg. So it's not gold mouth; it's goat mouth. So you goat mouth, mammy fuck. So what it means is, in Jamaican, like the Jamaicans speak, to be goat mouthed is to be jinxed. Yeah. So in standard English, the line goat mouth. Oh no, it's supposed to be goddamned motherfucker.
So they speak so badly.
Yeah, so this is horrible. But a mammy is not simply a mother. A mammy archetype is a familiar and powerful one in an American culture.
That's why you don't read the news.
Yeah. And that's why.
So, yeah, goat mouth mammy fuck is also a modified version of you. I can't say that on air. Like, I just looked at this word and I'm like, this is the most racist thing ever. I cannot continue with my story. So, I'm just going to speak randomly until the music plays. Ah. Then I rolled the log over. Underneath was a tiny
little stick. And I was like, that log had a child.
Listen, boy, someday. Advice for you. Sorry, strawberry fields is
one,
not good.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But I will have some more.
It's just getting worse.
Julian, I know you don't serve. I know you serve drinks on your plane. But just top me up there, please, cargo boy. Do you have to wear cargo pants? That would be the only reason to wear them if you actually work in an environment
cargo,
that has
where
cargo.
There's cargo.
Okay, cool.
No, Dave,
you're finishing the strawberry lips.
strawberry fields. Have you opened another one?
No, well, listen, the rest of us don't want to drink the strawberry one anymore.
Yeah, that's strawberry one.
No, thanks. I've had all my fruit intake for the last
year. Yeah.
I'm one of the air hostesses.
Juicy Lucy IPA.
No, but we've decided strawberry fields doesn't have much strawberry in it.
Yeah.
No. Read the side of the pack to see what it actually has.
Who sang the song Juicy Fruit?
Jeepers, I don't know. Go to that rap website.
This is what they say. Juicy. I am not a beer as you know it.
Yes.
And that's where they should have ended.
Yes.
But then they carried on and said, but a beer as it should be.
I mean, that's the slogan of the whole company.
Well, they put that's all that's on the side of the box.
Okay, so do you think they try to brew a beer with a bit of strawberry?
Like when you opened it, you could smell a bit of strawberry.
Okay.
I'm sure.
But so you're not an adventurous beer drinker?
No, well, I like my beer to taste not
strawberry.
Okay. Strawberry or Christmassy.
So while we're tasting that, I thought we'd maybe phone Jason Goliath, who is actually part owner of the Goliath Comedy Club, and they've got a comedy show coming up on New Year's Eve.
Need to play Juicy Fruit next.
You can play Juicy Fruit after that.
Kill me. All
right,
name.
You can just plug it in there.
No, but it doesn't play.
Can you hear? Can you hear the phone ringing?
I can hear the phone ringing.
Okay, cool. It should be in a few seconds, Jason Goliath answering.
Yeah, let's hope so.
But we've had worse. We've had worse shit happen on this show. He might be having a dance. Jason Goliath, welcome to the Gas Comedy Podcast on the 30th of December.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, we just had breakfast beer tasting.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I could do it then and be busy having breakfast.
No, it wasn't delicious. It wasn't delicious. We tried something called Strawberry Fields Indian Pale Ale.
Strawberries and Indians in one sentence. That's a lot of things to put in your mouth at one time. Just in the morning.
How are you, man? Do you know that it's Friday or are you into holiday mode?
I am into holiday mode, but I do know that it's Friday because I'm filming later on. So.
Do you know that the Guest Comedy Podcast has a WhatsApp line?
I don't, actually.
Do you want the number, Jason?
No, thanks.
It's 079-748-2090. How are you, man? Are you awake and up?
Well, I'm sort of in the middle of both of those. I'm not really awake and I'm not really up.
Are you fully awake when you put your sneakers on?
Well, when you weigh as much as I do, you basically have to be completely conscious to bend down that far. You know, my body doesn't have.
I've got the same. I got some Christmas tummy. I'm fully into Velcro for the Christmas season.
Dave, you are skinny. You can complain about baldness, my friend.
Not fatness. In the studio, we have Eric here. Say hi, Eric.
How's it, Jay?
Hello, Eric.
Ooh, how's it, Jay? Are you going all gangster?
No.
Can I call you gangster. Jason, I miss you. Can I call you Jay?
Yes, please.
Hey, Jay. Tell me something. Do you know Eric's wearing a Levinson and Levinson shirt?
You see it now.
Eric is...
just been fired.
No, you know, Eric's got that magic chromosome where if you just added one thing, it could have been anything. You added one person...
Are you heading towards mermaid? Are you heading towards mermaid here?
This is a mermaid joke for certain.
No, it could have been an albino mermaid. Do you understand how rare?
That is very rare.
Do you understand how rare?
Well, unicorn.
So, he'll basically do anything for money or...
Is that why he operates the lights at the club?
You know when you're wearing somebody else's brand for a podcast? Not a live podcast, a podcast.
I'm glad you called my Levinson & Levinson ripoff of your brand a brand. So I'm
Dave,
happy with
I
that.
Believe in you.
I'm going to also get a guy in here called Funimava and make him wear a Vans shirt. But I can't find a comedian with a surname of Funimava.
That's funny. They are a rare breed.
The Vans.
White comedians.
White comedians called Funimava. Almost like the mermaid albinos.
Leave me out of this.
So now tell me, the reason why you're on the phone is the club was a year. I think the last time we spoke, it was on this podcast where you had turned a year old. How was the year celebrations?
Well, we still haven't turned a year old yet. This podcast.
That was the opening.
Yes, that was the opening.
My God.
He does his own research.
So Rose Cafe is a year old.
Oh, okay. So I was
Cafe
right.
In November last year, and it's been a great year for us. Okay. As a new restaurant.
Yes.
The club itself turns a year at the end of April.
Okay, cool. So on the 1st of April, can I come do a show? Then I won't pitch.
Good 1st of May, safer, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then tell us about your New Year's Eve plan. Do you think a New Year's Eve show gets sold out? Are people into that? Do they go out to comedy clubs?
Well, I think it depends on the club. So the Goliath Comedy Club, for example, is sold out for New Year's.
Is Parker
some clubs might not be. I have no idea. Probably.
We got Joe Park on the line. Hey, say hi, Joe.
Joe, how are you?
I'm Uncle Joe.
I like the way that the older comedians get the uncle prefix.
They have to.
Because Eric called me Uncle Dave. I'm like, yeah, yaks.
You know, like, we grew up in a time where any white male older than 25, you needed to call him uncle.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. I grew up in a time where any white male called an uncle used to touch me.
Uncle Pastor, stop it, man.
Who's on your lineup?
Well, the lineup is quite interesting. You've got Robbie Collins and Luiso Madinga will be your headline acts.
Okay. Right. Robbie came to my birthday, by the way. He's a surprise guest.
Well,
where were you?
That's nice. I couldn't get my invite.
Nor did Robbie. So Robbie and Luis, I love Luis. He's just come off a one-man show now called, what was his one-man show called?
Born Free-ish.
Okay, cool. So he's on a roll. He's going to be on fire.
He's quite a prodigy. Yeah.
Lovely. And also, I mean, someone's just arrived at your house or you dropped something.
What?
That was the sound of something dropping.
No, it was the sound of my alarm. You know, you set like a few alarms and you've got a flight to catch.
Where do you live? Where are you going, by the way?
Scenario. I'm going to Durban.
Where are you going to perform?
I'm performing at the Umbizo Hall tonight.
Jeepers, you get the cool gigs. With,
yeah.
I dream of performing at the Umbizo Hall.
I mean, Dave, if you just keep working hard, my friend. You know.
I've also, you know what, I set my alarm for like 2018. That's why I've been asleep for 3 years.
Yeah.
How was 2016 for you? Who else is on this lineup? Sorry, before that.
Oh, okay. We got Simi Aref, who's, you know,
You know what I like about Simi? You never know what you're going to get. He could walk out on stage and shout at the audience for wearing the wrong clothes.
Well, he shouted at the audience last night for having the second toe longer than the big toe. It was quite
the whole audience.
Yeah.
It was quite a situation.
He's very much
I've done a pre-recording
that.
Tonight that says, please note that the views of Samir Rep do not necessarily reflect the views
of got to actually say
Goliath and Goliath, chasing Goliath and Goliath, Nobody Club, or anybody within the Melrose Arch precinct.
With the two progresses, paragraph three. I'm surprised, you know what I'm surprised at? That you have an announcement, an apology in advance.
Sometimes, you know.
You don't have that with me, but with Simi, I actually feel proud now. I thought you'd have that with me, but sometimes I do go there.
When Simi's on, then people come.
Jewish people take responsibility for whatever they say.
Yeah, sorry, what? The Jewish people?
Yeah, they take responsibility for whatever they say. It's like an assumption.
Okay,
but I mean, his surname is Levinson. You know that he speaks for himself.
And not the club. And then who else is on? So Simi, Luis Madinga,
Nicholas Goliath, and myself.
Nick and you.
Momo David.
Yeah.
And Mo.
Why are you forgetting?
And Momo David. Of course, how can you forget our chocolate, man?
super dark chocolate. Come
is,
on.
Is Eric going to be working the light on that night?
Is Eric? Yes. Eric,
oh, Eric says he's not. By the way, Eric just said, nah, he's not going to be there.
Oh.
Can you get that remote light to work from Recha Park?
Could be the only lights working in Recha Park.
Because, you know what? They use up all the juice putting up the Christmas decoration, reindeers and shit.
That's funny.
Do you guys decorate your home? Where do you live, Jason? Not in a rude way, but where do you live? Do the guys do Christmassy stuff?
I live in an area called Fairland.
Do people do the decorations in the gardens?
No.
Is Fairland a white, black, colored, Indian, Muslim jewel?
It's a white neighborhood.
Fairland.
You can't see the decorations. The walls are so high.
I think that Eric should live in Fairland.
No.
Well, he's quite fair.
No, guys. Leave my complexion.
You can't live there because why? There's no sea and you will dry out. Your mermaid feathers. dry out.
Once you have full leg separation, it's permanent.
once you go full leg, you never go one leg.
That's it. Once the legs are fully separated,
Did you have your full leg separated? Show me your toes.
No.
Oh, we've got music playing.
No, I can't.
Webster.
Okay.
And okay, 2016, how was that for you in general, Jason? I mean, you were busy. I always saw you on the planes, taking the photos. You were doing the corporates.
For me personally, 2016, I've never worked this hard in my life.
Fantastic.
Which is a good thing.
But that's what I like to see, man. The guys, the comedians must be working. There's a big pie for all of us, bro.
I agree.
That's it.
I agree. So
I'm against lazy comics.
We also did a lot of work for, you know, ourselves as brands individually. But
what is your brand? I've never. What is it?
Well, Jason Goliath.
You see.
The way we look at it. But also, as Goliath and Goliath, I think it's a lot of good work for comedy.
Jason Goliath and Albany Best of Both.
Who's the Albany Best of Both?
Yeah, I didn't think that far.
Yeah, Eric's trying to be funny. Leave it to the comedians that are on the line.
Eric is Albany based, of course.
You see, the thing
like
is, you just made your Jason, joke about yourself.
You see, got the quality of brown.
What happened was that my brother sitting in the studio with me, and he said,
oh, yeah, Jason, say hi to Julian. Both.
And then I said it. And I
How's it, Jason?
Which brother is Julian? The pilot? Or
yeah,
the successful one, not the one who works at the call center at MultiChoice.
Are you
Does he still have that job?
Okay. Yeah. So.
You never lose that job. You will have it the rest of your life. Yeah. Can I have some Juicy Lucy? Do you want, Nick, Jason, do you want to come into the studio one night and we try one morning and we try some breakfast beer?
If you told me there'd be in beer, I may have been motivated.
There's always, it's called the BBC, Breakfast Beer Club. Because I brew beer, I like to try other beers in the studio and then we just sit here and get a little beer buzz at Hoppers 9 in the morning. Yeah. If the cop's listening, they'll just stand right outside you.
Yeah, but then nobody's listening.
Yeah, no. In fact, the only people listening to this are the ones we phone, who are forced to listen. But it's a narcissistic thing. You like to hear your own voice.
You feel like you're in hell now. Is that what you just said?
No, I said I feel like I'm being held hostage.
Oh,
No, you can, what are you wearing, by the way?
Oh, just a blue check boxer and cholesterol.
Can I get a picture of that?
Can you put it on scrambled egg off my chest?
And you know what's nice? He's not eating scrambled eggs at the time. That's from like last week.
Yeah.
Get caught in the chest hairs there. Yeah. Do you have chest hairs?
Yes, I do. I got some ginger chesties.
Okay. Because remember that time when we raced each other for that 25-meter sprint?
Yeah.
I pulled a hammy.
You did not pull anything. You faked an injury to save your pride.
So I just want to say, the 2016, let's give out some awards. This is not the Comics Choice Award. You don't have to register. You don't have to pay me R1,000. I'm just giving out awards willy-nilly.
Shots fired for no reason.
Live.
That's from a song.
What?
People be angry for no reason.
What song is this?
Must be a rap song. First of all, question number one, what's the yams, Jason Goliath?
What's the?
The yams.
The yams
is the power that be.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the award for the fastest comedian on two legs.
Thank you very much. I shall take it.
Thank you. You also get the award for the most selfies taken at corporates.
Ah, thank you very much. I must have been running up to Alfred, surely.
Yeah, no, Alfred. Yeah, Alfred.
Did you do more?
In
celebration, let's say cheers to 2016. I'm glad it was successful for you. Were you sad about people dying? David Bowie, Prince? Were you a Carrie Fisher fan?
I was sad. I think, you know, it was like a year of, you know, a lot of legends went towards. Michael died this year. What the hell? So
I think he was trying to kill himself the whole time.
In public bathrooms.
You know when he said, wake me up before you go, and no one did. That's why did he overdose?
Let's move on. I'm not ready.
So who else? Were you a Prince fan?
Yes, big Prince fan.
Muhammad Ali fan?
Yes.
David Bowie?
I mean, obviously. Not being a Muhammad Ali fan is like not being a Nelson Mandela fan.
I got you there.
Power.
And Carrie Fisher made three movies and she was a superstar. What other shit did she do?
She did a lot for women's lib.
Can we? How long do I have to stay on this conversation?
You can leave anyone.
I'm just woken up. My body clock is like, you know, because then as a fat guy, you have to keep your movements regular, guys. You know what I mean?
That's so, Juliet.
My body clock, and I mean, I'm on the cell phone. I can take the cell phone in with me, but I'm not.
Oh, you're on your way to that. I see.
Yeah, I've got to do my morning things.
We'll sign off then. Thank you for joining us, man. Jason, you said I must phone you and say hi. I want you to be on this podcast.
I appreciate you phoning me.
Okay.
And I will be on, but I'll come in live and we'll taste cock beer and we'll have the best time together. And no one will have to pay R1,000 or anything.
So wish you all the best for 2017 and enjoy the Comic Club. No one.
I wish you the best.
Sponsor.
Hashtag make Dave Levinson famous again.
Thank you.
Hashtag keep Eric in the water.
Oh, listen, as long as the Russians vote for me, I'll make it.
Aight, here we go.
Famous
thanks,
again.
Jason Goliath.
Thanks, Jay.
See you.
Love you. Happy New Year.
I'm going to probably come to the club and say hi.
Bye.
I look forward to it.
Ciao.
Ciao, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Okay, we can take you out and plug you in. Eric, how was that phone call out of 10?
You're plugging Juicy.
Okay, we're going to now drink a beer called Juicy. The plug is not that long.
Juicy Lucy. Wasn't bad.
Is it Juicy Lucy?
Read the label. It's on the label.
It's not for sale to persons under the age of 18. You wouldn't have had to have this 2 years ago, Eric.
playing.
Is that it? He's now listening to Juicy Lucy. It's probably got swearing in it. Oh, this is so sexy. Welcome to the Guest Comedy Podcast. Juicy Lucy.
Why don't you just stand
over there while I look at you.
I've been practicing the voice.
Okay. The next voice you'll hear is Eric Jansen, the most unsexy name in the world.
You're tuned in. See, you screwed me up by saying non-sexy voice.
Nobody tuned in. People with the name Eric Jansen change their names to EJ.
And what I want to say to ladies is, just keep the faith and know that your man is coming for you one day. Both of you, just touch each other. Get it over and done with already.
Yeah. Wow,
this is a warm-up show for the sex show that comes off after this.
Yeah. There's no sex show. They've got a pre-record.
What's the best of the sex show? We've got to listen to that.
I think it's just the whole bunch of people coming.
Okay, Juicy Lucy is an IPA, and has it got juice in it? It should have orange juice and kind of citrusy.
It's quite lekker.
It's actually very lekker.
It's one of the nicest ones you've got.
Who likes this? Do you want some of it to sip on the plane while you're flying the cargo?
I will be fired instantly.
Have they ever tested you for stuff?
Not me, no.
Steroids?
No.
Why do you say steroids? I'm not big.
Look.
Look at the size of those arms.
Check out the size of your arms, Julian.
The music became too sexy. You know, we're now becoming homo looking at your arms. Steroids. You see those arms.
So, Jason Goliath is almost naked, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's maybe the part of the show where we phone a comedian and try and get them to take their clothes off for money.
When I see you again, I'll give you a corporate fee. Take it off.
Let's phone Celeste and Tuli.
Now.
How much money?
And then ask her to get. No, let's rather not. Let's save that for 2017.
Tumi Meraki?
Save it for 2017.
Come on, man. Let's do this.
2017.
Are there numbers?
No.
Is this the Juicy Fruit song that you suggested? Why is Julian smiling?
Julian just had a sip of Christmas cake.
Oh, did you open it for him?
He opened Christmas cake.
Okay.
He can't even swallow it.
We told you. It's like two homeless people.
Give us a quick little... You can't even open his mouth.
Loving each other. Two homeless people getting juicy.
This is Julian trying Christmas cake. Give us a little bit of what do you think that was?
What did that
it's
taste
a start,
like?
So it's
that tastes like licking the bottom of your armpit.
How do you do
bottom?
That?
Like
giraffes can do that.
Does your armpit have a top?
Yeah,
the top and the bottom.
Your armpit's covered in muscle.
The bottom of your armpit.
That's your shoulder.
Shit, that's your shoulder. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Juicy Lucy. I'm so glad that ended.
Dave, stop being such an asshole.
No, I'm not being an asshole. It was just a lot of
probably a reason.
I have a new follower on Insta, Twitter.
In the last time.
Okay, so you're not doing you don't like your family, so you're gonna stay away from them.
Yes.
You're gonna watch football on New Year's
Eve. And then we're gonna go party.
Where are we gonna party in Edenvale?
Oh well, could be worse. Could be in Boksburg.
I'm confused as hell because my new follower is Kanye West and it's verified.
No, you didn't get followed up.
Look at this.
Hey, talking about Kanye West.
Look at this. No, look at
friends made a shoe.
No, look at this. Wait, I'm gonna pass my.
You can put the tick on.
No, you can't.
You can't
just put the tick on. It doesn't work like that. Pass the phone. Pass the phone. Look, let us see.
Genius.
Kanye West verified.
If he's a real genius, then he didn't really follow you. He just took a screen grab of Kanye West's
It says follows me. Look at this. I'm scrolling on the page. Yeah, it's not the real Kanye West though. I was excited though.
Speaking about Kanye West,
probably Kali wearing a vest here from Uppington.
Kali
from Beaufort West.
Kali Vestran. Ow. You guys are idiots. All of you.
Listen, the main thing is we shouldn't have come in today.
Yeah, you made this decision. And in future, when it comes to close to the end of the year,
so let's
I'm not
get people excited.
You.
On the 30th of December 2017, we're not coming in.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I'm coming in.
Why are you?
I saw you laugh twice.
She's been laughing, So can we actively make this decision to go? We're not doing this
let's
again.
Vote.
Like when no one
has a Senate vote.
When
that's it. 7 minutes to ten.
Okay,
production meeting.
When
no,
there's
go,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Go.
When there's no, or when there's a public holiday on the cards and it falls on a Friday morning. Let's not do the.
So
podcast.
We're not allowed to come to work. That's another seventh rule of breakfast.
It's not a seventh rule. How the fuck do you count? There are four rules currently. Where does the seventh rule?
I don't agree.
From?
There's beer. We coming.
Oh okay.
You see, I like this guy much better than Eric.
I don't like you, Brandon.
Why do you think I've been here every week?
Because
when the beers drop, say I'm not coming back.
Oh, the beers are constant. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So we're gonna do that, please, next year. Let's be wise about this. Let's, like, these people look sad and tired when we are here, even though we make them laugh. Like, we leave here and then they go.
She could be home right now.
They could have fucking stayed at the homeless people.
I don't think they speak like that, Eric.
No, but like everyone
really don't appreciate.
And I don't like it that you call them these people.
Ooh,
man is standing up for the people.
Why are you making this a thing when you know the voice in her head? Her voice
She's
in her head.
With
no,
Mark,
but I said the voice.
Mark
no,
big with
Eric. The voice in her head was going, "Yeah, these people."
No. Brandon is actually meaning you must say it like coloreds. Yes. Them don't like it when we come
in.
Oh, say, it doesn't not get better.
It's get better. The best tattoo of 2017.
I just want to know if
man,
we can
get
we can finish the show on a high note. For the year
2016 has been crazy, guys.
Hey,
for the six of you that stuck around. And
Casper the Priest came in for his show.
Yeah, but Casper's a champion.
I love you
why.
More than I used to before.
I love Casper.
Thank you. We didn't want to come in.
Yeah, okay. So
we were contractually forced to be here by the Beer Tasting Society
of South Africa,
which we started ourselves.
League of beers that we just created.
Deepest.
You know,
cool.
2016's been crazy.
Casper, this is Julian. This is Julian Casper.
Ah!
Hi, Casper, hi. Julian flies airplanes, but only cargo.
Sorry.
Brandon's my next door neighbor. We ran out of guests.
Yeah. But we've seen you a couple of weeks in a row.
Is he a nice neighbor? Sorry, I haven't got a mic. Is he a nice neighbor?
That's how I talk to him across the fence.
Oh, yes.
Where's my lawnmower?
Really?
Bring back our girls.
Because like he's still the girls also. I'm so proud that you came in. I shouldn't shout, hey. I have a mic.
Casper de Vries.
This is the day people need us.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I said. He's trying to cancel us. Next year he says on the 30th of December 2017, we're not coming in.
No, people want to know that. Now they need us.
They do need us.
They need us.
So good what you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't
get
a show.
That's funny.
We are the mediocre part of Clave Central.
Just go for that cargo plane. One day, might be flying something like SA Express.
Casper, he makes announcements for the cargo. Let's strap ourselves in here and let's go.
Box number 3, move back.
Casper, thank you.
Thanks,
after us is the sex show.
And next time, it's just keep up the work.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
So now, get better.
I'm going to end off by saying that this podcast has been a lot of fun. Eric, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I can't fire you because you've never really...
I've
got the job.
Part of the fucking clause, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you got me
clause?
And the... No, there isn't.
Just handed this job to us. But you know what's nice? Is that we do this and 3 or 4 people actually listen and love this.
Yeah.
So we want to thank to Michelle for listening. To
Faffism.
Angie was listening.
Angie.
My
up,
mom
Angie?
Would listen if she
I'm
knew
single.
How podcasts work. Julian, are you going to start listening to this?
Yes, I told people to listen.
And what you do is you go to any of
people.
Any of the people
Julian's
that are on any sort of shared mechanism which I do podcasts. So you can go to the iTunes,
Facebook,
you can go to Apod, they call it, or Acast, and you can actually subscribe to this podcast. So it'll bleep on your phone when the podcast is loaded.
Awesome.
Phone us when we come back. Next year, we're coming back on the 7th.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
We have to.
0797482090. We'll make a rhyme out of it
079.
Next year. We promise next year to have the show have less structure and more chaos.
Yes. That sounds incredible. So for the last time in 2016, David Levinson.
Yes.
Let's do this thing.
Go fuck yourself.
CliffCentral.com